This is side two of the interview recording recorded with Ray Ellenbogen. This evening is April the 18th, Thursday evening, at Mrs. Ellenbogen's home.
I want to ask a question. You told us a great deal that we felt was very important about your relationship with your parents. I would like to know.
Good.
Yeah, I know that. And you told us how much influence they exerted on you.
Here's Judy. Here's the mother.
Oh,
here's
sure.
The girls. Here's the father.
Beautiful, handsome guy.
Yes, he is.
Handsome. Ray, what I want to ask you is, when you were growing up, besides your parents, with whom did you spend a lot of time? Anybody in particular?
Books.
Was there anybody in particular, Ray, who exerted any influence on you besides your parents?
No.
Do you remember?
You went to high school in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And then you went to
Pitt.
Yeah. Well, that you've been told us. But I was very curious.
While you were at school, you don't recall any particular experiences or incidents that would be of interest?
Were you affiliated by any chance with a sorority or anything of that nature?
Were you active on campus or were you primarily in the Jewish activity?
She worked
on
she taught Hebrew at the B'nai Israel, am I correct?
I see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she has two children.
No. Judy has three.
Oh, does she have three? Well,
yes, the two little girls and the new little boy.
This is the only one who has two.
Are they 11 and 14?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. She lives in New York.
Kids.
And she is married to Mr. Chase.
No, she's not married.
Naomi.
She's not married. She's divorced.
Oh, I see.
She's very modest.
She was married to one named Martin, wasn't she? Or Chase.
Look, here's Judy's kids. Look at those eyes.
Oh, my.
So, now she's getting ready to, she wants to go to France to a conference to write it up so the president died of Dixon.
What kind of a conference was she attending in France?
She was going to go to a conference on abortion.
Is she affiliated with a group in New York or an agency in New York?
No, she's writing a book.
And this was material that she was going to get for the book that she was writing?
No. She was just going to write it up. Here are those two kids.
To be published, right?
Yes, sure.
Where?
Right. I don't know. Who knows?
And where's her husband?
He's Naomi's ex-husband.
Sure, now you say.
Yeah.
And the two children are living with Naomi.
Two children.
11 and 14.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And Naomi came in. Did she bring the children with her for the judge's dinner?
Yes, she did.
Oh,
they were lovely.
Yes.
Did you see the picture of that child's eyes? Barbara, they're this big. What was Naomi's first book that she wrote?
Almost a different name.
What topic?
Wait a minute. Hippies or something.
Yes. She writes about current...
Does she work now?
No, she gave up her job. And she's working on the second book. You know, books take a long time.
My husband published one here.
2 years.
How old were the kids when they were divorced, Ray?
Well, I would say, Jonathan must have been about. Oh, he was so little.
And you said they've been divorced about more than 3 years?
I think about 3 years.
Right.
But they,
The girls would have very little contact here then, in Pittsburgh?
Oh, none.
None
but
at all.
But you want to hear something funny? You know Marion Lagerman?
Yes.
Oh, very well.
She used to be here, I remember, with all the kids.
She was Naomi's age.
Yes, and her son went to the same camp that Naomi's son did this summer.
And then they could renew their friendship.
Yeah. So when he was here, he called up the house Marion looks here down.
Mm-hmm.
Marilyn. And
mm-hmm.
the maid said, oh, he's in Hebrew school now, and Jonathan, he's a real shaker. You know, he's not like the son.
I felt it was important, Ray.
Mm-hmm.
And we did ask you, was there anyone who influenced you? Now, when you, for instance, when you went to Congress with Henry.
Congress?
No. To Washington, D.C., when Henry was in the Congress.
The friends that you made, were they social friends, political friends?
Social. Goyim, Jews, who knows what they were.
Did you have to do a lot of entertaining?
Not me, you know me.
Yes, I retract that question.
But your home was always open. You may not have done planned entertaining.
Open. Yeah.
But you always had people in your home.
Of course, your daughter was tiny.
She was a baby,
a 1 year old. How did you spend your time in Washington?
Who knows? Who can remember?
Well, at the time.
Who
was
the
president, by the way?
Rosa.
We thought so. We weren't sure.
Well, you said that I think that he was in Congress from about 32 to 37.
Yeah.
And that was during the Roosevelt years.
And you spent time with Hadassah.
Hadassah, mostly. That's the only
organization. How did you get, Ray, for instance, when you got down, I'm curious, this is personal, how did you become affiliated with the Hadassah?
Well, I belonged here.
And what did you do, contact them there?
Yeah.
Did you also, were you active there? Did you conduct?
Yeah.
Were you active nationally in Hadassah?
Never.
Just in the local scene and then in Washington and their local chapters. Did you miss those years? Were you...
What? Miss them here?
Politically. Did you miss the political life that you had known when he was in Congress?
No, I didn't like it. It's too active. I didn't like that kind of life.
You mean it was too demanding of
and
your
I
total
didn't
life?
Like the congressmen, their wives are such farmers, such hicks. You know, they came from all the little cities. It's not my speed.
That's why you were unhappy when you lived in Columbus.
When you were in Washington, were you mainly with the Pennsylvania congressmen's wives?
But mainly with the Jewish ones that I knew.
Was there a big delineation between the Jew and the non-Jew in Congress?
Oh, sure, they set to Henry more than once. Jew deal, you know when we talked about Rosa.
You mean the New Deal was called the Jew deal?
Sure. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yes. And Henry, I guess he would have been God knows what if he weren't a Jew.
You're probably glad that he's in the state as he is.
I'm glad to be right here.
Yeah.
How long after you came back from Washington, then, did he consider anything further in politics?
Oh, well, he never did. He says, I made him come back. He blames it on me because he would have been high up. But I didn't care high up or low down.
Then was he... appointed to his first judgeship.
No, you have to run here.
He was elected in
the
beginning.
Yeah, always ran at the head of the ticket. Always ran ahead of everyone. Ahead of Rose. He ran ahead of Rosa.
How she selected those things that she translated. She translated those things that she liked.
Yeah.
And I asked her from whence these came. Magazines. Where did you find
Hebrew,
magazines?
Hebrew published magazines?
Yeah, Ray, where did you get these magazines?
I have nothing.
Well, were they published in Israel then?
No,
there was not
Israel. Europe.
But Ray, these were old editions of magazines or constant?
Current
ones.
I only did current magazines. Only translated current literature.
Ray, do I understand that in Poland during those
years,
the Jewish people really didn't get much opportunity to learn the Polish language, to read and write
the
Polish language, but they had so that they, all of their publications had to
the
be in their own tongue.
Yellen, the great poet,
yes,
wrote it in Hebrew.
Singer.
A singer, by some singer. Well, I didn't know him in those years. But Francis Firebird, who wrote the
See, that's the name of
the calf.
Yeah.
To me, Firebird, who else? Oh, I did anything. I did, well, you know, I had lots of time, and I just did.
Well, Ray, you're whole. As I have known you, and I am realizing that the past has always been one of intellectual pursuit.
Yeah.
This has been your, and it's been an enriching experience.
I don't know
and
what
it makes life
to the kids. My
well,
kids.
It must have influenced Naomi, do you think, too?
Oh, she writes very well.
Mm-hmm.
And it had to be sort of
And her books. Daughter writes very well.
Her 14-year-old.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Right,
but
right.
You know,
of
my
course.
Father wrote well. My brother
yes.
wrote well.
Who, Abe?
Abe wrote Abe. Very well.
Ray, I think that there's a new expression that's kind of silly, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah.
However, whether the apple genetically falls far from the tree, I think is less than the influence of your surroundings, your environment.
You're right.
You had
I
a studious atmosphere.
Never knew anything
really
about a literature,
her daughter,
atmosphere.
She has one daughter who writes English, the 8-year-old. She writes beautifully.
Now, did any of your brothers follow this at all?
Abe? Abe was a good news, wasn't he?
And I know, but that was while he was in college.
Yeah.
And after Abe was in
did.
College, he still
yes, he
was interested. But his work that you said took him to Japan. Did his work take him to Japan?
One time,
and then after that he went every year.
Public
relations with whom, I don't
for
recall.
Him. I don't remember either.
American Symphony.
The American Symphony, headquartered in New York?
Yeah. Or was it known as what? The New York Symphony? I don't remember.
And the other two brothers remained here in the city, you said.
Mm-hmm. Are you interested in music also?
Oh, not that much. I'm not a hypocrite. I like it, but this was
Ray, dear, no one would ever call you.
Well, I can't say that I love it. I don't go crazy. I like it. But I give up nothing for it. I like music, but...
Ray, if you had your choice right now of doing anything that you wanted to do, you probably would be doing what you're doing now.
Same thing, nothing.
Oh, that's not so.
I'm not doing a thing.
But your interest now, you're going to an art opening
on
Sunday. Well, what else? You keep up with, what are the things that you keep up with now?
Let's see. Books, Hebrew books, the Bible.
Do you read the Bible in Reggio?
Sure.
Do you?
Yeah.
Any current publications?
Oh, yeah. Hebrew books. And some in English, we get everything.
You probably get Time, Newsweek, and all those. Yes.
Do you keep
and
any direct contact with Israel?
With whom?
I don't know. Do you have family over in Israel?
Not
no. One. Friends that you keep in touch with?
Well, yes, for New Year's, that's all. And we send the money to Israel, to the university. We have a scholarship there. And the Jewish National Fund, too.
Yes.
Oh, of course. This
yeah.
But you mean a scholarship that you've
me,
established
Sorry.
There?
Yes, a Hebrew university to give to a poor student every year.
In any particular field?
No.
Just any deserving?
It's Henry's. I don't know if he gives it. I don't think in any field. And we just gave money to a fund that was established for a young man who was killed in the Golden Gate. We happen to know him. His brother was killed in 1967. He was killed now. Can you imagine what they go through? And when they wrote to us They sent us a telegram when he was killed.
The family wrote to you?
I don't know. I know the secretary called it here at home, and I nearly died because the family is such a fine family. They come from South Africa, and the father knew Rabbi Freehoff, and the boy was just married. His wife, I think, was pregnant. She's had babies since. Generation.
In what respect?
They're not Jews, and I don't mean from Jews. I mean Jewish Jews. They're not interested, although Judy writes today, I have a lot of